Hello?
Hi, Colton. I don't know what happened. The call, like, dropped. Sorry about that.
I tried declining my mom's phone number.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I'm sorry. So sorry. Is she calling you right now? Do you need me to hold?
No, I told her. I was like, fuck. She's like, what? I'm like, I hit the wrong button. I was trying to ignore you.
Oh, aw. Well, we'll get through this quickly.
She does not like that other company, so.
Oh, okay. And listen, so once we get you set up, okay, I need you to call Town Square to cancel them. You have to cancel them, okay?
Yeah.
Just let them know that you're canceling. You don't need to tell them why. Just tell them I'm canceling. You don't need to give them any reason.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm just going to repeat the card number to you just for accuracy. You said it was 4146-9000. And then 1424-4253, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then you said it expires January of the year 26, and the CVV on the back is 530, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So before I process your payment, Colton, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, the reason is because I discounted the pricing program for you. So it's an added form of protection for you as well. It's going to outline our service agreement. And so we send this to you in writing, okay, the outline. Now, when I'm walking you through it, Colton, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I will do is I will go back and I'll review it and then rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure that before we process your payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
All right.
Okay. Of course. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Precision Remodeling and Painting, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Colton Thomas McCullough, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so just be aware, Colton, that, you know, and I always like to mention this, you might get calls, right, from someone trying to offer you another product, right? They are not related to our company,
okay?
So just be aware of that.
So what do I do then?
So all you have to tell them, well, if just know that we're not going to call you for more money, okay? So if another company is calling you and saying, hey, you know, we want to offer you this, or we want to optimize your listing on the first page, all you need to tell them is, listen, I'm already working with the company, thank you, and you don't have to entertain that phone call. Okay?
Right. All right.
All right.
So what about the email thing? Like, what? Why is that in the recording?
Oh, meaning that because sometimes if we're going to update you on your account, we'll try to call you, we'll send you a text message, and we'll also email you as well. So we're just saying that we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job, right? And you might not be able to get to the email right away or the phone call or the text message. So we're just saying that just respond to us in a timely manner. We might see that there's a lead there that, hey, you know, take a look at the lead. Someone's inquiring about your services, you know, or we might see that there's a keyword phrase that's more searchable. That's going to get you, you know, a more search. So we'll call you and update you on that. So we're just saying just be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and emails. That's all we're asking. Okay?
Right. Yeah, no. And honestly, I might want to make a new email, like, because that email has so many, like, junk crap that I've, like, signed up for.
Uh-huh.
Like, for, like, I know, like, the email that, like, when they click on my website
uh-huh.
or on Facebook or whatever, and they're going to send a message out, if it's going to go to my phone or Facebook or like an email,
mm-hmm.
so it's going to be going to an email, like have a different email. So like
if you update your email, just let us know. So this way we can update it.
Do you guys
so if you
know
change your
how
email,
to make,
just
like,
let us know.
Like the info at, like I know my contractor has info at Property Medics, like that's their email.
I can notate it in the account for them to discuss that with you in the client interview. I don't know if they can do something like that, but they can talk to you about it and see what we can do.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'll notate it in the account. To have them talk to you about that, to see if there's a way that they can help you. Now,
so when I go to the next person, like I guess we'll be done, but
mm-hmm.
like the next person, will that be like the person
that's gonna
contact every time?
You're gonna have a team, okay, assigned to your account. So there's gonna be a team of reps that are technicians that will be assisting you with your account. So you'll always have someone to speak with. Our customer service, I mean, we really pride ourselves in that because we want to ensure that, you know, we're maintaining and we're staying in contact with you. So anytime you have a question, a change, a concern regarding your account, you would contact
mm-hmm.
our customer service, okay? And I'm actually going to send you that right now. I'm going to send you these two text messages. And then I'll go over them with you when we finish up the voice verification, and I'll explain to you the text messages that I just sent, okay? Now,
and the company's actually called Local Splash.
Local Splash, yeah. That's the name of our company,
okay?
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What this means,
yes.
And I'm going to explain it because I usually do, okay? Although you said yes, I still want to explain it. What this means is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. All we ask is that before you do, give us a call to let us know. So this way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you, Colton,
right.
to spend more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Perfect.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 3rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it'll just come out, right?
Yes. Yes. On the third.
So
on the third.
That's the thing. When can I change it to like the 16th or something? Or the middle of the month?
So,
like, I pay
this.
Like a, since it's, we're at the beginning of the month, can I pay like the hundred and the half of the normal price?
Let me do this. Give me 1 second. Let me ask my manager if there's something we can do.
Just with rent and all that.
Yeah.
Because there's a new place I'm trying to move into in Rochester. And it's $850, and that's what I pay for this old shitty house out of town. And $850 for this trailer that's actually pretty nice and 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and has a huge garage, so it'd be perfect for, you know, me, and it's in Rochester. So if I do move to that, I'm going to have to come up with $850, $1,720.
Well, let me tell you something. Here in California, you don't even want to know what I spend. You would probably have a heart attack. You know what I spend for a 3-bedroom? I have a 3-bedroom house, 2 baths, garage, you know, 2-car garage, front yard, backyard, right? And I live in Anaheim, Colton. I live in Anaheim, okay? This house, I'm spending monthly $2,300. And I live 5 minutes from Disneyland, okay? So,
nice.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Do you own it, or?
We're renting from friends of ours, and we get it at a good rate. Typically, the house is here for rent, and, I mean, for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, you're looking at close to, like, $3,500 a month. Yeah, we rent from some family friends of ours. Yeah.
You guys never wanted to get into owning a house, or is just...
We are eventually. We are eventually, but they're so expensive over here.
I know. California is definitely not my... doesn't have my political views for the most part, but I don't understand how their housing market's like that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, okay. So I asked my manager, you know, because you're making your first payment today, if we're able to schedule your future payments to come out on the 16th, I'm just waiting for him to respond to me. In the meantime, I'm not processing your payment yet until I get that confirmation, okay? In the meantime, I'm looking at the calendar right now for your client interview, okay? I have appointments available today for your client interview. I don't know if these times will work for you. I have a 4 to 5 and a 5 to 6. Any of those times work for you today?
4 to 5
or 5 to 6.
Yeah, 5 to 6, that should work. Yeah, 6:30. Well, and it only takes 45 minutes.
Or if you need something a little earlier, I mean, if today doesn't work for you, we can do it tomorrow too, Colton. It's up to you guys.
I need to get this one job done, so I'd rather focus.
Okay. Want to do it tomorrow?
I'd rather focus on getting on work tomorrow and not having...
Okay, so let me tell you, I also have available today, I also have 3 to 4. So the times I have for today is 3 to 4.
5 to 6 work.
5 to 6 will work? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So let me do this while we're on the phone. I'm going to set up your client interview. You're going to be receiving an email with your client interview. Okay.
All right.
In the client interview, just remember they're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they'll call you from an 877 number. Just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Now my manager did say, I'm just waiting for him. He's typing. So while he's typing and I'm waiting for his response, I just want to clarify that we can do that for you, because I know it's like the first of the month, it's tough, right? And whatever I can do to help you, I definitely want to do that. So I'm setting up your client interview for today. They're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock. We'll also send you a reminder, okay, for your client interview, okay, an hour before. All right. And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes as well while I'm waiting for his response. It looks like he's in a meeting right now. So I'm just waiting for him to respond to me. Okay, let's take a look here. And let's at least get you through these notes, because I know you're working and we want to get you going on your jobs right now. And then let me grab the email here so that way we do that. And then what are some of the services that you want us to list you for? I know painting is obviously one of them, but what other services, you know, anything that you feel is a bread and butter for you right now?
Drywalling, mudding, taping. I guess right now, drywalling, mudding, and taping, name your price. They're hurting so bad for it in Rochester.
Really? Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then, like staining decks, interior, exterior, painting, commercial.
Okay.
Commercial, residential, obviously. And then agricultural, like, you know, I'll do barns and stuff, and pressure washing,
pressure washing.
Texturing, like knockdown texture,
texturing.
The one thing is, I can't go saying too much on Facebook or on the internet, because I'm a specialty contractor. I'm not a general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just do anything and everything, even if I did do it up to code.
And then just remember, you could always change these at any time or add in keywords. I mean, we're not going to charge you more if you're changing anything, okay? And then,
those are all keywords.
Yeah, that's just some of them. I'm just putting, they're not keywords, they're services. It's just to give the technician a basis to go off of, right? So in your client interview is when they're going to go over all the keywords and keyword phrases. And I have some good news for you. So I stated to my manager that you're making your payment today, but opposed to your billing being on the 3rd of every month, if we can, you know, make it on the 16th for your future payments. And he did say yes. Okay, for the 16th. So your first payment, your initial investment is going to be charged today, March 3rd, 2022. Okay, 2-month verbal agreement, but your future payments will be charged on the 16th of every month. It'll automatically be charged the $249 on the 16th of every month. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. And then as I mentioned, at any time, you know, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. And that is by contacting client support, okay? At least contact client support 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? And then...
so they can get financial and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And then do you agree, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'll be doing now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then what I'll do is I'll process the payment, and shortly you'll be receiving you're going to be shortly receiving your receipt. We're going to send it both to your email as well as to your text message. Okay, a copy of your invoice, and give me 1 second here. And then in a moment when you receive that, there's just something that I'll need to walk you through, okay? So let me see here. And then we're almost done. Yeah, no worries. I know we got to get you through this so that way we can get you going about your day, and then this way you're set up for your client interview, okay? So, let's see here. And then I already have your Facebook URL, so we're good on that. And then do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer, Colton?
I prefer, like, all three, but, yeah,
all
normally
three.
A phone
okay.
call, if I have your guys' number in.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
I owe some money from some stuff back when my child's mother got pregnant when she wasn't working. I owe a few things from creditors.
Yeah,
that's why I never answered.
Well, listen, we have different means, like I told you, of contacting you. So if you don't answer the phone, we'll send you an SMS message, like a text message, or we'll also send you an email. Now, as far as the areas that we're going to be targeting with the Facebook ads, do you want to keep it within that 10 or 15 mile radius, or do you want to go like within?
Of my house address?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, do it. Here, do my child's mother's address, 1116.
Well, do you want to target or specific areas? Like, how far is Casson from Rochester right now?
Like 10 miles.
About 10 miles. So do you want to target like a 50-mile radius?
I don't want to go any more west past
Casson. So how far do you want to target? Like 50 miles, or do you want to target specific zip codes?
I would say, can you just put in my child's mother's address, because that's directly in the middle of Rochester, and then do like a 15 or 20 mile radius? Otherwise,
wants to target 15 miles from Rochester. Now remember, your Google right now is in Casson, right?
No.
But the Facebook ads, you want to target 15 miles from Rochester? What's the zip code?
Or 20 or whatever. I guess
okay.
20, 25.
20 to 25?
It's 55904.
Okay. Okay. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask because I don't want to miss anything when I'm setting up an account. Are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not required.
Yeah, I'm licensed in like LLC and have general liability, $2 million
nice.
In coverage.
Good for
and
you.
I have a rider's policy for workman's
comp. Wow. You have it all together. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what are your hours of operation?
Fucking whenever to whenever. do 8 to 6.
8 to 6, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, and then I don't want to be getting calls early on Saturday. Put 10 to 2 on Saturdays.
Saturday 10 to 2. Okay. And then what are the forms of payments that you accept?
I guess check.
Cash. Check. Do you do credit cards?
Yeah, I guess I would do credit cards.
What about Zelle? Okay, what about Zelle? Uh-huh.
No.
It's usually set up through the bank. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, any of those?
I got Venmo, but I don't really
okay.
want to use it, to be honest.
Do you only want me to list cash, check, and credit cards, or just cash and check? You let me know.
If I said I took Venmo, how's that work if, like, a homeowner, like, no, you, it says you take Venmo, you have to do it, or can
I listen. If you're not comfortable with doing it, then we're not going to list it. So do you, we're only going to list what you're comfortable with. So do you only want cash and check? Or cash, check,
cash,
and credit
check
card?
Yeah, cash, check, credit card, and all the Square.
Okay.
I'll do with the Square thing.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, perfect. And then now your receipt, we sent it to your email, and we also sent it to you in a text message. Okay, if you can open it up, it'll say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, Dear Colton McCullough, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is below this email.
Yes, welcome. If you have any
not that one. It's one that looks similar to that.
Look,
it might have came right after it.
To see video explain of
our
client dashboard.
It's not that
one. Client dashboard.
No, the client that one that I sent you. Just so you know. So. Read off to me what text message, are you looking on your text messages?
Yep.
Okay, so I sent you one for customer support, okay? That's one text message that I sent you. It's the number to our customer service. Anytime you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? I sent you another text message that has a link to a YouTube video. The video is about 6 minutes long. Okay? Make sure that you watch that video because it's going to walk you through on how you track your success with our program. Okay? So make sure that you watch that video. Okay?
I will.
And then the next one you got was a welcome one. And then the one that I need you to look for, it'll say initial invoice.
I don't have anything after that YouTube video.
You don't?
Let me check my email. Nope.
Did you refresh it? Let me make sure it got sent. It'll say initial invoice. It'll start off by saying, Dear, let me go back.
Welcome Thumbtack. Hey, so all those things they added me to, they said they were adding me to all the websites and all the things.
Yeah,
like
we're
going to
list you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Let me ask my manager to resend it. For some reason, I'm having an issue with it going through. Stand by, okay? Let me have him go into the account.
Yeah, I don't see anything underneath my
Yeah, it's on my end. Give me one second. Yeah, I'm just having my manager right now go in the account so that way we can get your receipt to you before we disconnect. I want to make sure you have that receipt. So remember with the Facebook ads, and the technician will go over this with you as well, you're going to need to add us on as admins to your Facebook page, your business one, so that way we can go ahead and do your Facebook ads. The Facebook ads, you're going to see yourself listed in the Facebook ads within 7 to 14 days. Okay, with the directories, it's going to be 5 to 7. Now, please, please make sure that you call Townsquare and cancel, okay? Because you're also going to add us as admins to your Google business page as well. So we'll be added as managers on your Google business page and on your Facebook, on your business Facebook, okay? The technician will walk you through it. If you're not sure how, but please make sure to cancel with Townsquare. and then find out about the website. If for some reason I did notate in here that if you're not able to keep your website with Town Square, we are going to build you that website. Okay? So I did mention in there you have photos, and then you also have a business logo too, right? Or did they make that for you?
Yep, I got one.
Okay, good, good. I thought I saw it there. Okay, perfect. I can't believe we're already the third. This month is already flying by.
This year's right? already flying by.
I know. I feel like, man, I'm getting closer to being a year older.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel it every day.
Let me see. Your email. Okay, let me confirm the email with you because he's saying it's the email. So let me go back. Your email you said is precision. Let me make sure I spelled it right. P-R-E.
Robocaller.
You're getting a robocaller? So you said it's precision. P-R-E-C-I-S-I-O-N underscore painting. P-A-I-N-T-I-N-G at iCloud.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a block on your emails?
I don't think so.
Let me tell him. He says it's the right email.
Fuck, and then I didn't even send that to the right one.
I'm going to try to send you an email and see if it goes through on my end. Yeah, because he's saying it's because the email, that's what he said, did you spell it wrong? And I'm like, no, I just confirmed it.
I'm sending it to you guys.
Okay, you're texting it to me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I just got a message from you. Let me see. Precisionpainting at iCloud.com. Yeah, it's the same one.
Hmm. I just deleted some messages too to see if they're
if it was full. Check your email right now and see if you got an email from me. I also sent you a separate email.
Yep, it's in my, it's in my junk mail.
Okay,
How do I get that out of my junk mail?
Hold on, let me see. Oh, what do you mean, the email that I sent you that went to your junk mail? Probably because you've never received correspondence from us. So, click on it, go to that junk mailbox, and the email that I sent you, it says client dashboard. Did you get that one? Okay. What you do is, okay, and it'll tell you that you could send it, it'll say that you could send it to, you can move it to your box.
I can, what, to my box?
You can move that email to your inbox. If you open up that email.
Yeah, move it to my inbox.
Yes. Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, forward.
Okay.
Okay, four.
And then I also sent your invoice. You should be getting it any second now. I believe it went through on my end, or what's going on? Come on, guys.
Include attachments from original message, yes. Who am I going to send this to?
Okay, what are you looking at right now, hon?
My email, and I'm forwarding it to what, who, or do I not need to do that?
No, you don't need to do that. So I sent you one, it says it's processing. So did you see the one of the initial invoice?
There's two attachments. It says local splash. It has my information. March 3rd,
what does it say?
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
March 3rd,
and then it says
3 to 4.
That's your client dashboard.
You
know, yes. So yep, if you're looking, that is your, yes, that is your client. So that one is your client interview. Okay. So
yeah,
those are in your junk mail, right?
Yeah, it's one message.
Okay. Did you get another message? There should be another one that came to you. It'll say initial invoice.
Yeah.
So you got, okay, you accepted that one. Did you get that initial invoice one yet?
Client dashboard and annual.
Okay, you got that one from me. And then the other one, what other ones do you see there, hon?
There's a lot of stuff in both of the emails.
Okay, is there,
those
do you see one
emails
that says, okay, what about in your text messages? Do you see those? Anything?
One second. Nope. Tap the load. There we go. Maybe this. Oh, no, that's that one electrical company.
Oh, the, okay.
Can you see when I send you a message? I'm going to take
yeah
a screenshot of
yeah
these emails I got. Okay, so.
So the one that
one
you
email
have, so the email that you got and you accepted it is your client interview. Okay, that's the one that you got. You also got the client dashboard one that I sent you. And then the other ones that you said you got the welcome one, right? And then the next one you should have is initial invoice.
Whoa, what happened to that? There you go. And then I got this one. And it has a bunch of stuff. There we go. Let me send that to you. That is what I'm seeing on my, in the two messages I've got.
And so they went to your junk mailbox, right? Did you look, do you have
nope
like a promotional
the
box?
The second one went to the right mailbox.
Okay.
It's honestly, let me look at that junk. It's N Medina.
Yeah, that's me. N Medina. Uh-huh.
And then the other one is like your actual name spelled out correctly.
Yeah. Yeah. You still there? Okay. I thought I lost you. I'm like, it got quiet. I'm like, you're still there, right?
Yup.
Oh, what's going on here? Come on. Where is that? That's really weird. You've gotten all the other ones, but this one. That's super strange. Okay. I'm gonna have my manager work on this. I don't want to keep you longer on the phone away from your from your work. So let me get with him on this and find out what's going on. I know I have the right email. You've received two of my emails. It's just, where's your receipt? Why isn't it processing through to get you your receipt to you. And you don't see it in your text messages either, right? Because we send it to both. So I'm trying to figure out why the receipt isn't going to you. So there's two, I know you read the welcome one to me because you said that you had that one, right? That said welcome to Local Splash, the welcome email. That one you had, right?
Sorry, what? We cut off.
It's okay. Oh, it's okay. You said you had the welcome email, correct? That one you had.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, screenshots of the email.
Yeah. Let me get with my manager, and then I will give you then a call right back, because I don't, unless it's on my end, and for some reason it's not, but the payment did process. I just don't know why it's not. It's showing processing the email, but you've gotten all my other emails. I don't know why this one isn't going through. So
maybe because it's been, but I don't understand. That's the only time I've had problems with emails going through is if it's like a big email or a big,
okay.
Has a big piece.
Do you have another email address? Okay, let me get with my manager. Maybe it's something technical on my end, and then I'll call you back because I need to get that receipt to you. Okay?
What are these other two emails? Like, do I need to do anything with those?
No, those other two emails. One is just kind of, the client dashboard one is just giving you an overview of our reporting system, just so you kind of have an idea of how it would look, okay? And then the other email that you received is your calendar invite for your client interview today. And then we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to remind you that it's upcoming, okay? That's what those two emails were.
And it said 3 to 4, but that's
yes,
because it's
3 to 4 is our Pacific Standard Time, but for you, you're 2 hours ahead, so your time is 5 to 6.
Perfect. Yeah, I figured
okay.
That.
Yeah. No worries. So I will, let me get with my manager right now. I'm going to meet with him real quick and find out what's going on with this, and then I'll call you right back because I need to get that receipt sent over to you.
All right, thank you. I
okay.
Appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I'll call you shortly.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Colton. Okay, bye.